For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1600 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. Now, I want to let you know that you can listen to this show, this podcast, through the Essentials of Healthy Living, through iTunes podcast, Essentials of Healthy Living. So make sure that you do that, and you can access all of the shows that we've done. They're very interesting, and I highly recommend it. We have amazing people that we get to interview, and today our amazing guest is Tammy Sweet. She has a master's of science. She's also a licensed massage therapist. She is a very diverse person in her education and her talent. She has a master's in neurobiology, endocrinology, and anatomy and physiology, and she's the author of The Holistic Healing Guide to Cannabis. And she is also co-director of the Heartstone Center for Earth Essentials near Ithaca, New York. Now, our subject today is the science and healing benefits of cannabis. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, Tammy, tell us a little bit about how you got interested.
Ever since I've been young, I've spent as much time as I can outside, and then as I went through college and graduate school, I was looking for something that would kind of pair my love of being outside and and all the green things that I saw. So I went to I decided I wanted to study herbalism, and I decided to go to a conference. And at that time, there was basically one or two. And so I went to the New England Women's Herbal Conference and decided to just go showcase all the teachers and decide who I wanted to study with. And that was Rosemary Gladstar's baby. That was she co-founded that conference. And so I met her and decided that I would pursue herbal studies with her. And then after I spent 2 years studying with Rosemary, then she asked me to come and teach anatomy to her advanced students in exchange for me taking the advanced class, which was great. So that was my intro into the plant world. And, you know, from there we started an herb school, my partner Chris Miller and I. And then what I recognized, I had really severe menstrual cramps late in my reproductive cycle and life, and it was surprising to me. And so I asked a very well-known herbalist and doctor, you know, for a remedy, and she said, try cannabis. And I think I was in my late 30s, early 40s, and that was the first time I even ever tried cannabis, which was hysterical. And it didn't help with the cramps, so that kind of sparked my interest into, well, what is the mechanism of pain, and what is this plant cannabis? So I began there, and as I learned and studied more about the medicine of cannabis, I realized that this was, I don't know, 8 or 9 years ago, maybe 10, that in the herbal world, herbalists weren't using this plant in their materia medica, and it wasn't really talked about. And so I decided that I would kind of be on a mission to help herbalists get that plant back into their apothecary, because I wanted this beautiful plant in the hands of people who knew many plants and that would just use it as part of their formulation. That's the long-winded story of, you know, how I got to plants and how I started working with cannabis.
Well, I always love to hear that information, and I'm so glad you shared that with us. Many people start out in one direction, and an epiphany happens.
Yes.
And they go in another direction, and in business they call it agile. In other words, you're working on research or you're interested in a subject, and that leads you to something else that you really weren't interested in, but you take that path and you carve a new path and you go on a new journey. I love it. I myself started out as a dental hygienist, and I think getting into nutrition through the mouth makes a lot of sense for a dental hygienist.
Yeah. Yeah,
I want you to tell us about your book. I'm very interested in your new book. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, and when you talk about epiphany, I don't say this to everyone, but I had been lecturing on cannabis and the endocannabinoid system for a couple of years, and I was out taking a walk, thinking about my lecture, and I got the voice of cannabis basically said, you're now going to write a book. And from there, I went home and outlined what the book would be. And it is the summation of what I was lecturing. And I wanted something that, you know, maybe I would get tired of going around and lecturing. So I wanted something that was heftier than my notes that I typed up for students, and that it could be a resource. And my goal was, and the publisher, when Story Publishing contacted me, it was just out of the blue, and they said, hey, we're thinking we would like a book written on cannabis. And I was like, well, that's really interesting because I am starting to write a book. And so when we were starting to talk about who was this book for, I had a much bigger scope than they did, and they kind of trusted me because it's written for, you know, the mom of someone who's heard, hey, cannabis can help with this. It's also written for, so as a resource guide to understand the physiology behind it, but also how to make medicine. And so it's also written for an herbalist, like here's your book on this one plant and how to prepare medicine. And then I also, because of my science background, I wanted it to be in the hands of practitioners, so nurses, nurse practitioners, and doctors. Because when I looked around, there wasn't anything that I felt was doing justice to it all. And so because of that, I'm really proud of, in the book, there is a huge reference section with all the primary journal articles that I read and referenced and researched to write the book. And I knew I needed to do that to kind of catch and have validity to the science community. And so all those people that say, oh, there's no proof, yep, we'll just go into the reference section because there is.
Well, I hear that still, I'm shocked, from a physician who will tell me there's really no proof. And I guess I got a little bold with one, and I said, look, I've been at this 50 years. I teach in medical settings. You're really embarrassing yourself. What you're really saying is you're ignorant of this issue and that you know nothing about it. And I would advise you not to ever say that again. I have never been so obnoxious, okay? But I guess I'm tired of being responsible for other people's ignorance.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's one thing, how can you have a discussion on an issue if somebody isn't knowledgeable in that issue or isn't open to asking questions. I certainly have physicians call and say, what is it you do? How can I learn about this? Where can I go? What can I study? And that's what happened with my co-author on the book on ADHD and autism. She pestered me, and I say that nicely. You know, she would call and say, okay, here's a patient. This is what I'm seeing. What can I do? How can I learn this? That's the person who's open, and that's what the medical profession is now starting to promote among medical students. Ask questions. Think outside of the box.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And you're starting,
so
we're starting to see that with cannabis as well.
Oh, yes. And so it's the Holistic Healing Guide to Cannabis. And how can people get the book?
Well, of course, it's on Amazon and at the bigger bookstores, but they can also order directly from me. And our website, excuse me, is heart-stone.com. And right at the top, there's a banner that is a link to the book. And it's just, we had an original published date of April. And, of course, with COVID, then it got pushed to September, and then it got moved back. So it's just come out. July 7th was the ship date. So it's fresh, hot off the presses.
Excellent. And I appreciate the diversity in your training, the anatomy, physiology, neurobiology. And do you want to talk a little bit about what you see in a person's health and how you look at that person in a unique way?
Sure. If I'm doing an intake with someone, I have a whole bouquet of questions and categories of health. And, you know, as Americans, and I think it's a foundation, yes, diet is really, you know, essential. It's kind of the foundation. So I just ask people, so I think that what people are putting in their body and how they feel about what they're putting in their body is really important. And then I also feel like the thoughts that we have constantly is another form of food, and it's another form of health. And so someone can eat the best free-range organic kale, but if they're continually having conversations or thoughts that are stimulating the immune system to be on high alert and that the nervous system is on high alert, then that's going to degrade health. And so the second category for me is just, do they have a mindfulness practice? Do they have a way of managing their thoughts, or what kind of thought patterns do they have? And then another category is emotions. And so what is the emotional weather pattern that is common running through them? And are they aware of that? Do they work with that as a practice? And then movement is also really crucial to me.
We're going to continue talking about this in the next segment because it's too important.
Okay.
I like our listeners to understand how we as practitioners take a lot of information in and learn a tremendous amount from the questionnaires we give them and from our observations. So, folks, if you've just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. We're going to be right back after this break with more interesting information on the Healing Guide to Cannabis. And we are going to have more of a conversation with Tammy Sweet about cannabis. Hang in there, folks. We'll be right back.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Are you under a lot of stress these days? Pressure from your job, personal life, politics? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary can help you achieve a healthier lifestyle with our wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 50 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
When it comes to taking a multivitamin, the Pure Encapsulations One multivitamin makes it one and done. This convenient formula provides vitamins, minerals, and other essential nutrients in a comprehensive vegetarian multivitamin for both men and women in a once-daily dose. It includes L5-MTHF, the universally metabolized form of folate, and an antioxidant complex with sustained release, CoQ10, to enhance immunity and support energy metabolism. The One multivitamin, available at Village Green Apothecary.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions, guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, reminding you that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. And I also want to remind you that Village Green is always your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. You get expert advice on supplements, lifestyle, diet, and they carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, we're having a wonderful discussion with Tammy Sweet, MS, licensed massage therapist, an educator who has a master's in neurobiology, endocrinology, and anatomy and physiology, and she's author of The Holistic Healing Guide to Cannabis, as well as co-director of the Heartstone Center for Earth Essentials, and that's near Ithaca, New York. And our subject today is the science and health benefits of cannabis. So we were talking, Tammy, in the first segment about how you approach assessing a patient and what you learned from the information they provide and from your observations.
Sure. As I said earlier, I ask questions in different categories, and one of the last categories is movement. How much are they moving their body in a day? And so that kind of rounds out the different categories. Usually someone comes to me because they're in pain or they have a condition. They're usually not coming to me because they're healthy. And so from there, I ask people, what can I help you with today? Why are you coming to see me today? And as I'm asking these questions, I'm also, you know, the way someone talks about their condition also helps me understand their mental processes and their emotional processes. And I'm also taking a look at their skin color and how much do they seem to be inflamed? Like, that's the biggest question, you know, as I'm assessing things. And pretty much everybody who comes to see me is in some sort of inflammatory state. So pretty much everybody, I'm going to talk to them about chronic inflammation and about how to work with that as a lifestyle. And for me, I tend to be pretty minimal with supplements and try to the biggest thing I'm sure you find is compliance, right? How are whatever we come up with as a plan, are our clients going to actually be able to carry out the plan? So that's a big thing that I really stress and try to engage in a dialogue with people about what, you know, okay, here's five things that you could do honestly and realistically. What are the ones you think that you're actually going to be able to do? So I feel like I, and myself included, right, I'm not always the most compliant with the herbal protocol I come up with. And so it's a judgment-free zone. It's more about what's real. And, you know, I joke with my partner and I say, you know, these great herbs, they need to actually get in your body and not sit on the counter.
That's well said. I sometimes tell people, take your supplements naked. And they look at me very strangely because what we do, the first thing you do in the morning is what gets done. And people will put that off, but they won't go out of the house without dressing. And so if you do that first and get the right kind of diet for you in the morning, whatever that is, get those two things done. And I'll guarantee you, you'll put your clothes on before you leave the house. So I always get their attention when we talk about it, because the truth is, so many people, when they're busy, COVID has changed a lot of that, but when they're busy and trying to dash out that door, something gets ignored. And I like you saying that the herbs don't do any good sitting on the counter.
Right, right. And you know, the thing with working with cannabis is it's usually a very, very low-dose botanical, so they're not having to take huge doses. So it's literally sometimes just a drop or two in a little shot glass of water or in the other supplements they're working with. So that's one of the nice things about cannabis, is that it's easy to implement into the program.
Well, it certainly is increasing in popularity, and I'm always impressed with how many structures there are within the plant and the CBDs, and I call them the CBDs because they're the cannabinoids, and they, a lot of people automatically talk about THC as that's it and people are just getting high. Please tell us what the different cannabinoids can do for people and how they affect health, illness, mood, energy.
Sure. Sure. If we just think of it in terms of, as a human, you know, you make over 150 neurotransmitters. You just do all day long. And the plant, cannabis, makes well over 500 different chemical constituents, and there's a category of them called the cannabinoids. And there's up to, I think they were up to about 200. Oh, no, not 200. Anyway, so the main ones that people know are the THC, because that was the first one discovered because, well, you got altered, and so they could test it. And then the new, the kind of one that's making the main, shifting the paradigm is CBD. And CBD won't get you altered in the way THC will. And then the new one this year is CBG. There's another one, CBN. And then there's the acid forms, which are THC acid, CBD acid. And I'm sure as time goes on, we're going to learn more and more about them as science researches them. But the CBD and the THC are the pretty famous ones. And they have a whole slew of chemical processes that they work with in our body. And the reason why is because we make our own. And those are called the endocannabinoids. So we make our own constituents that bind to receptors, and we take this plant that comes in and mimics our own receptors. I mean, our own chemicals by binding those receptors. And since the endocannabinoid system is a huge, vast system, that I call it the wizard behind a curtain, because it regulates basically health. It's behind the autonomic nervous system, and it causes the organism, when it's working well, to be able to mount a fight or flight response, but then to shut it down. And it's a peaceful state that the endocannabinoid system generates. And it is one of its main jobs is to shut down inflammation. So we're inflaming all day, and then we're also shutting it down. And the endocannabinoids help shut down inflammation. So that's why CBD is like everywhere, and that people are touting that it, you know, does all these things. And one of the ways it works is it helps with inflammation throughout the body. And so every major disease has chronic inflammation as usually a mitigating factor, but as a major component at the very least. So that's why you can work with it, because it actually helps with inflammation. The other big thing with CBD is that Charlotte Figuere, the young woman in Colorado who had all the seizures, that's the other big medicine is working with seizures. And it's the CBD. And you always want THC in there. And for most medicines, most conditions that people are working with, you actually want equal parts THC and CBD, except for seizures. Seizures, you want 18 parts CBD, one part THC. But, you know, we as Americans, with many of us with a Puritan ancestry, we are a little afraid, a little cautious about euphoria. And so that's where people get nervous about THC. But it actually has more medicinal benefits than CBD does. And the thing that I teach over and over is that you don't have to be altered to feel the medicine, to get the benefits of the medicine. So if you're trying to work with pain, you don't have to feel high to get the pain relief. You can be taking, and like I said before, you're taking low doses, and you're just taking it until you feel the relief. So, you know, CBD is kind of breaking barriers, and THC, you know, is kind of, I call them the wonder twins. You know, they work better together. And as the culture shifts and recognizes the medicine, we'll get it to those one-to-one ratios. Yeah.
Well, that's an excellent description of the differences and the synergisms within cannabis. And we're going to continue this conversation. If you've just tuned in with us, folks, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break with more interesting information from Tammy Sweet. And we're talking about the science and health benefits of cannabis. Hang in there, folks. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Do you have unique needs that a mass-market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Hi, I'm Gail Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, where we've been specializing in meeting your unique healthcare needs for over 50 years. Our passion is helping you to get to your root cause of health conditions. At Village Green Apothecary, our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists offer guidance on diet, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. Plus, we offer lab testing and nutritional consultations to optimize your health plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake. I'm your host for the hour, reminding you that we're here every Sunday morning, and you can listen to the Essentials of Healthy Living through iTunes podcast, Essentials of Healthy Living. You can listen to this podcast and many others. So many good shows, and we have a hard time isolating them. So we put so many shows out there that cover so many subjects when it comes to health, healthy living. So please access those. Now we're talking with Tammy Sweet, and she's a massage therapist, has a master's degree in neurobiology, endocrinology, anatomy, and physiology. And she's the author of The Holistic Healing Guide to Cannabis. She's also co-director of the Heartstone Center for Earth Essentials near Ithaca, New York. Now, we're talking about the science and health benefits of cannabis. However, Tammy, what I'd like you to do is also tell us a little bit about the name Heartstone and what the center offers.
Sure. The name actually came from when I used to teach at a massage school, and I knew that my partner and I were going to start this herbal school, and so I told the students that if whoever thought of the name, I would give them some of the massage oil that I make, that we make here. And so someone said Heart Rock, and so that was close. They were the winner, but that's Heartstone. That's where the name came from. And of course, now all over the land, we have heart-shaped rocks that are everywhere. I live on a little piece of heaven up in the hills of Van Etten. We have 29 acres and many gardens, and we teach why we started this school was to teach an herbal apprenticeship. And I'm a teacher. Like, if you ask me what is the one thing that, you know, your passion, and it's teaching. I love in-person live teaching with students. And so we are in our, started in 2004, so we aren't teaching it this year because we weren't going to take it online. But we've had the school for 15 years, and we have up to 30 students show up once a month for a weekend, and we teach all aspects of herbal medicine. And we knew that we didn't, it's Heartstone Center because we teach other things. And so we also have a year-long program that meets once a season called Journey of the Heart, which is an intensive, smaller group of people that come and explore ways of walking in a good way and basically really getting down into, one person called it summer camp for the soul. Is a way to describe it.
Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a newer program for us. And then we do, you know, a couple, you know, half-day classes here and there. And that's, and then we also make a little bit of medicine. And that's my favorite job, is making medicine. And then the last 2 years, I've also been growing high CBD cannabis, which is, people know it as hemp. So I have a license to grow, and I only have, this year I have 130 plants. I don't have acres. And one of my favorite things last year was the first year, is that students got to just hang out with the cannabis plant. Some of it was in our big medicine wheel garden. We have a big teaching garden that's in circles. And so some of the hemp got to live out there. And so as the students would walk by on the way to class, they'd be just like, hey, there's the plant. And it was awesome because she's such a magical plant. And so it was so lovely to have it on the land here. Yeah. So that's, yep, that's our center.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, that's, I love to teach as well. And your passion is clear. It's so interesting. Let's talk a little bit about the kinds of conditions you're seeing. I know a friend of mine said, ultimately, all we're going to be treating is anxiety and inflammation, and I'm starting to see that. So I'm sure you have information.
Yes. Yeah, I would say the main categories that people reach out to me to work with cannabis are pain, anxiety, helping with sleep, and then I've got a few people that are having really good success with glaucoma, and I also work with an MD around pediatric nervous conditions. So anxiety, OCD, autism, ADHD, seizures. And I pretty much for, and then cancer. And for the pediatric neurological conditions and the cancer, I refer out to one naturopath and one MD that I really trust and who have worked with cannabis as a medicine. But that's the big categories that that people are coming to me and actually finding relief. And I have, as I'm sitting here talking to you at my desk, I have a bulletin board on two sides, and I just keep posting letters that come from people that are finding relief. And it's just really, like, you know, I would say a couple times a week someone's emailing me or sending me a card. And it just, it makes me teary, you know, that something as simple as a, you know, a little tincture is just bringing people relief.
Well, the work you're doing is absolutely wonderful. We certainly use it in the autism community. And it has been very popular and very successful. I'm in the Autism Research Institute, and we have an international think tank every year, not this year, for obvious reasons. And we get to hear all of what's happening in the science surrounding autism, and the cannabis is a very big deal now and has been for the past 5 years, I would say.
Yeah. Well, and I really want to just stress to people as well that cannabis herself is an entire apothecary. And what I mean by that is, you maybe you're listening to this and you go, oh, I hear cannabis is good for glaucoma. Not all strains, not all varieties of cannabis are good for glaucoma. And so that's the other thing that I really wanted to like kind of clear up in my book, because it's like when everybody, St. John's Wort was on the cover of Time magazine, everybody's like, oh my God, it works for all depression. No, a very specific. And so while cannabis can help with everything we just talked about, it's actually strain dependent. And someone who has anxiety, you don't want them working with a strain that I call it zippy, you know, that it's that would be really good for doing math problems. That's not something that you want to have someone who has anxiety working with. You want a more calming strain that's going to help, you know, not exacerbate the condition that the person is coming to you for. So I just have this sense of responsibility to the plants, not just cannabis, that they're represented really well. And so if someone just hears that cannabis works for X and they just go use whatever and it doesn't work, then the plant hasn't been represented well.
Well, thank you for describing that and bringing that up. That's an important aspect. We're running almost close on time, but we have more in this segment. I like the way you refer to cannabis as in the female gender. I really like it. It feels like you're identifying with a living
yes.
entity, and we are.
Yes.
So thank you for that. I thought that was very interesting. Post-traumatic yes. stress syndrome, we see so much of.
Yes.
And you use the cannabis for that. Tell us a little bit about that, please.
Yeah. There have been a number of studies where they have shown the efficacy of cannabis even at really low dose. And what they found, they did functional MRI, so basically the ability, called a PET scan, they can basically watch someone's brain while they're doing different activities. And so they found that when people with PTSD would work with cannabis as a medicine, the areas that light up during an episode of trauma or reliving the trauma, that those areas would be quieter with cannabis as a medicine. And one of the ways that I teach PTSD is that people with PTSD forget to be afraid. They don't forget to be afraid. So it's always as if that situation is happening, and their nervous system is not forgetting to be afraid, and cannabis helps with that, right, the forgetting to be afraid. It also creates an environment, I call it the neurochemistry of safety. Those cannabinoids coming in actually signal to the system that things are safe. And so someone with PTSD, this is a really important medicine for them to help create new memories. And there are other studies that have been done with vets, war veterans, and a lot of the studies were just self-reporting because they were self-medicating and showing that even low dose would help with many of the symptoms of PTSD. So yeah, it's a really good medicine for that.
And the PTSD is, I always say it's like memorizing times tables, memorizing, and it gets so deeply embedded into the brain that that's the first response. People go from zero to 100. And trying to change that is tough. And I hear you saying how effective it can be, because you don't want that to be the response, unless somebody's really, you know, a car is coming and it's going to run over you. You need to react quickly. But forgetting the, it's almost, it's a fear-based reaction for sure.
Yes.
People and can't help it.
And the other thing of PTSD is that a benign trigger gets paired with the trauma. So it could be, and what I mean by that is a smell gets associated with a trauma. And so if they smell that, then the trauma gets relived. And one of the things that cannabis does is it helps unlink that stimulus with the traumatic experience.
Well, we're going to keep this conversation going in the final segment. So, folks, if you've just tuned in, you're with a fascinating discussion with Tammy Sweet, and we're talking about the science behind cannabis, what it does, how it works. We're getting a lot of answers for questions. So hang in there, folks. We will be right back after this brief break.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probalarti from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling, or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probalarti provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probalarti is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Quality can't always be seen. Honest labeling, trusted sourcing, unwavering standards. At Pure Encapsulations, we are committed to wellness without compromise, delivering high-quality hypoallergenic products for nearly 3 decades. Our products are free from gluten, trans fats, peanuts, GMOs, magnesium stearate, and artificial ingredients. Pure Encapsulations is the leading brand in the healthcare practitioner market, ranking highest in ingredients purity, quality testing, and trust. Pure Encapsulations products available at Village Green Apothecary and MyVillageGreen.com.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake. I'm your host for the hour, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. And also a reminder that Village Green is always your resource for questions about your health. via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. Now, we've been having a wonderful discussion with Tammy Sweet, and we've been talking about the science and health benefits of cannabis. So if you have been listening, you're probably asking us, well, how do I get started? How do I know what to use? Tell me what to do.
Great. And the first, if I get to do my wish list of how someone would go about getting medicine, is they would go find somebody who's an herbalist who has many plants in their apothecary and also works with cannabis. Of course, that's my number one wish list. Because when I said earlier that people come to me for sleep, I'm always saying, okay, there are other herbs that are not illegal and easier to get. Have you worked with these? And so I can pull out different plants. So there's my number one wish list. Number two would be that the person who is making your medicine is growing the medicine and that they love the plants. And the analogy I give is if you ever talk to somebody who's a beekeeper, they love their bees. And you want that honey, right? Well, that's the same with cannabis growers, is that they love their plants and they can, they may not, if you went to them and said, look, I need Blue Dream, and they're like, yeah, I don't have Blue Dream, but tell me what you're looking for. Are you looking for something that's calming? Okay, great. This plant here, this medicine is good for calming. So a lot of times people don't have that option, so they go to dispensaries, and that's what the dispensary worker's job. That's what, you know, if they're a good, they're skilled, they're going to be able to say, yep, this strain's going to help with calming things. This is a little more energizing. So those are, that's the tiers of, like, my first preference, absolutely someone who grows it themselves and makes medicine. The other questions you want to ask right up front, is it organic? And in New York State, there are no organic standards. There is no such thing as growing organic. So if you go to a dispensary and you buy a tincture, there's no regulation as far as how they're growing the plants. So I'll just keep going. Most people are just going to start with CBD. So where do you want to buy that? You, again, want to buy it from, I say, an herbal company or someone who loves their plants. And the things that you're going to look for is when you open that bottle, it should smell like cannabis. It should smell like weed because it means it has the terpenes in it. So if you open up the bottle and it doesn't smell like cannabis, your gummy bears don't smell like cannabis, chances are that it's been made with distillate, which is basically taking the cannabis plant all the way to either a white powder or an extract that all it has is CBD. It doesn't have all the other cannabinoids, doesn't have the terpenes, and they make that because they can make it with an inferior plant material because they're distilling it all the way down to just an essence of CBD. And as an herbalist, I am not a pharmacist. I don't work with single extracts. So you want it, so then you ask, is this whole plant medicine? And they will have different words, but you just say, did you take the whole plant and extract it and leave everything that was in the plant in the medicine that you're making? Now, an herbalist, when they make a tincture, yes, it's going to be that way. But when you go, like, you know, my big thing is please don't go to the gas station and buy CBD. Like, that's coming from China. It's isolate. Why do I not want you to be taking isolate? Because every single study that's been done on cannabis shows that whole plant extracts have anywhere from 3 to 330 times more potency than isolate. Yes, up to 330 times more potent a medicine in a whole plant extract than using that isolated extract. That's why I can say to people, start with a drop. That's why Dustin Sulock, who is an MD up in Maine, who is working with seizures with people, is getting relief from seizures literally with a drop with children because they're using whole plant medicine. So, again, You want to ask, is this full spectrum extract? You know, does it smell like cannabis? Does it taste like cannabis? People go, oh, but it doesn't taste good. It's medicine. It's not a tasty beverage. So, yes, it's not, you know, you're not drinking this because it's delicious. So, yeah, hopefully that's helpful.
Yes, this is very helpful. And I think that we have not gotten this specific in the past when we've talked about the cannabis and the questions to ask. How can people get in touch with you, Tammy?
Great. The easiest way is to go through my website, heart-stone.com, or if they want to email me, if it's info@heart-stone.com, gets me. I'm also on Facebook. Heartstone Center is our school, and that's our business page, and Heartstone Center on Instagram, too. But the best way is just emailing me. I look at my emails every day, and I follow the rule of answering within 3 days. So that's the best way, especially during the summer. Right now, as I'm talking to you, I'm looking out at the gardens, and, you know, after we get off this interview, I'll be back in the garden. So email's great because I can check it and get back to people.
Well, that's good. And your book's available, I understand, through the booksellers, also through you, and, of course, Amazon. So people
yes.
can access the information they need. It sounds like the book is a must-have. For people
yes.
who are trying to be proactive on behalf of themselves and their family. And it sounds to me like that's the best guy. So,
yeah.
Well, we've had such an interesting conversation with you, Tammy, and I want to thank you for being on the show. We certainly would want to have you back again. I'm
Great.
Certain there's new information, and we like to be up to date. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's been sweet.
And I want to remind you again, you can access this show or any of the previous shows through iTunes on the Essentials of Healthy Living podcast. And I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and please access these podcasts and share them with friends. Tell them where to go. It's iTunes and it's Essentials of Healthy Living podcast. I'm also thinking the meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. And that's Maya Angelou I want to thank her for these words. And Tammy, I think that applies to you and your work. You certainly, your heart is in your work, and I like Heartstone being the name of your business. And Carl Rogers said, you are to be what you're now becoming. I add, may you love what you do and do what you love and make sure your efforts have a positive influence on people and the planet. And as our lives move forward, I'm always reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make health-enhancing choices. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake in Village Green, wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. Today and every day at Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.